Hello and welcome to Ask an Activist, a podcast by CND Peace Education, where we're talking to young activists around the country. Today, it's a pleasure to be joined by Eva from Demilitarize Education.
Hi, so I work quite closely with an organisation called Demilitarize Education. We are a network of young peace activists who are committed to ending the links between universities and the arms trade and different public institutions that support the sale of weapons and the military machine as a whole. We do a lot of campaigning to raise awareness of corruption in the global arms trade and how it's very much supported by a lot of institutions that we are involved with on a daily basis. Our aim is to make that interactive and fun and accessible for young people to really get passionate and involved in.
What got you interested in peace activism and what's kept you in it?
The reason why I got involved in peace activism is because my grandma's a Quaker. Since I was a young age, I was going to sort of young Quaker meeting, young Quaker events. They drive a message of peace quite strongly and it affected me as a child. I remember learning about different arms fairs and learning about nuclear weapons and learning about the unjust realities of war and getting involved with that through young Quakers. There is a lot of opportunities for young people to use their talents within peace activism, and there's a community. For example, like I'm slightly involved with the International Peace Bureau, which have a youth network, and you can connect with young people all over the world in different countries who are involved in peace activism and care about demilitarization and peace. And the reason why I think I've stayed involved so much is from attending events and feeling inspired, from attending protests or speaker events, being aware of the gravity of the situation and seeing the headlines on the news of how the UK continues to sell weapons to Saudi Arabia when, you know, Yemen is on the edge of a humanitarian crisis. We see police brutality in the US and how the UK is selling weapons to the US. The reality on the ground is not getting better, and seeing an escalation in violence really makes you want to continue fighting against the normalisation of that. Our slogan is hyping up the peace force. So we're trying to get young people involved in ways that they can excel. So lots of artists or musicians or people who are particularly interested in researching a particular topic. People have been running with looking at art galleries' investment in the arms trade, or people have ran and looked at different parts of the UK and Saudi Arabia arms deal, or like the environmental impact of the military. So we've got all these different, like, because it's a bit of a peace community for young people. And we have like meetups and different calls together, and we all sort of have our own areas of expertise that we can excel in, and have to have that space for young people to be involved in peace activism that isn't, you know, just working with people with white hair is pretty cool.
Why would it be important for young people to demilitarize education?
When we're talking about demilitarizing education, there's quite a lot of different things that are involved with that. So one of the campaigns which I was quite involved in Leeds was getting universities to divest their money from arms companies. So the University of Leeds had over £1 million of investments directly into companies that are making weapons. So together with the Palestinian Solidarity Society, who have been campaigning for that for a really long time, because they were mostly companies that were selling weapons to Israel that would be used in the occupation of Palestine, we sort of built a campaign as students. Also, like resisting things like when armies come in and on open days in schools, and sort of questioning the normalization of the army and sort of thinking about maybe the bigger intentions behind that, or what it means to go to war, and bringing up these conversations.
You gave the example of how the army might work with young people in schools. Could you say some more about that, just to like share information or knowledge?
There's a really good film called War School that basically looks at that exact issue. I mean, it's hard because you can sign up to be in the army at the age of 16, and a lot of people at the age of 16 definitely don't know what they want to do with the rest of their life, and it seems like a fantastic option for young people to develop their skills and be part of something. And it's not the young people to blame, it's more, especially recently, noticing that the tactics that have been used by the army to deploy people are becoming increasingly concerning, because it's very far sort of detached from the ethical questions around war and around why are we fighting or why are we involved in these conflicts. It's like, oh, it's more like a personal development thing, or you can get a driving license or something. But it's just important to not forget that the army is a war machine at the end of the day, you know. I think what's really important at the moment is the argument about security and about, like, oh, well, we need the army because they keep us secure. But obviously, the threats that we are exposed to are, you know, much bigger, like a pandemic or climate change, and we're putting so much money and resources and energy into the army and arms sales, but actually that's not where we need to be going as a human race if we want to be more secure and at peace.
You mentioned that you previously were part of a campaign with which you worked together with another organization. So why is it important for different campaigns to kind of work together with a common goal? What benefit is there from learning from each other and working with each other?
It's important because there's sometimes a lot of work that has already been done, and you maybe don't need to spend loads of time researching this, when a lot of the time you'll find that there are groups that are doing similar things and have done similar work, and you can support each other in being stronger together. In the university divestment campaign, a lot of work would have been done in partnership with People and Planet divesting for the university to stop investing in fossil fuels. You know, accessing the freedom of information request together, like, you can really build that solidarity with your campaigns. For example, this morning, like, the reason why I had to do this call later is because I just came off one, and it was the Stop the Arms Fair Network. And it's about all the different organizations that are working together to stop the DSEI Arms Fair, which is one of the world's biggest arms fairs, held in London. Having this call with, like, people from maybe four or five different organizations, we're all doing separate things. So the Quakers were there and Campaign Against the Arms Trade, and then I was there with Deducation, and there's all these different groups, but we're all ultimately campaigning for the same thing with different people who are involved in that organization. It's really important to, like, check in with each other and keep that momentum going, because otherwise you just feel like maybe you're not making that much of a big impact, but actually, like, everything together is.
Are there any, like, roles that under 18s play in Deducation? Has there been work that's happened I guess beneath the university level?
Not so much at the moment, but we are planning to in the future. We're developing, like, a workshop pack to deliver to schools and universities about myths that sustain the global arms trade. So, like, the reasons why we think, like, this is, you know, business as normal. Yeah, just get people thinking differently about the army and the arms trade. So we're hopefully coming to school near you soon. We've been involved in XR protests as well. And if you are under the age of 18 and you're interested in peace and justice and solidarity and being part of a creative platform to basically have free rein to investigate any sort of injustice with the arms trade and war, then you are more than welcome. Welcome to get on board and find out more about our content collective and join our calls.
Well, what does solidarity kind of mean, or what does it look like in action?
It can mean varying things. So if somebody stands in solidarity with the cause, then they are empathetic, or they agree in the cause that we are fighting for. You may not be able to be on the front line getting arrested, but you might show solidarity with the cause. It's a phrase that's used a lot with PSC, showing solidarity with the Palestinian cause, and that's sort of recognizing that their fight is legitimate or should be considered. I had this really cute quote once. It's a bit cheesy, but it's really nice. And it says that solidarity is the political version of love. So it's just, standing in solidarity is more of an emotion or a way that you might approach. I think we're very sort of individualistic a lot of the time with politics, and solidarity is about sort of recognising common humanity, I guess.
Eva, thank you so much for sharing your experience with CND Peace Education today. If anyone is listening, as you've already mentioned, and might want to get involved with Deducation, how can they find you online or get in touch with you?
We're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, @deadeducation or demilitarize education on Facebook. Please get involved. Please, it's a really exciting time to join. Loads of new people are joining at the moment, and it's a really exciting time to start being part of helping to develop where the organization is going to go. We always have a lot of energy and a lot of excitement, and turn our sort of shared outrage at the world into positive change. So yeah, please get involved.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Ask an Activist. If you'd like to hear more of our interviews with young change makers, you can do so by visiting our Peace Education blog at cnduk.org/education. You can also follow us on Facebook at CND Peace Education or on Twitter at CND Peace Ed. Have a great day, and tune in next time we ask an activist.